It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on statistics, or how to have fun with numbers. I was asked what percentage of the Sausalito population is comprised of renters, and in the process of investigating the answer, I came across a number of interesting and telling statistics. I will share my discoveries with you, and at the end of the show, I will suggest ways you can join me in putting these numbers to use. First, let me answer the question on the renter percentage in Sausalito. Per the 2010 census, there are nearly 6,500 housing units in Sausalito, but only 5,855 of them are classified as, quote, occupied units, unquote, which means nearly 10% of the housing units are deemed unoccupied. Of the occupied units, just under 50% are owner-occupied, so just over 50% are rental properties. So the answer to the question as to the rental percentage on a unit basis is just over 50%. I could not find for Sausalito specifically how many people rent versus own, but I did find this statistic for the 94965 zip code in total, which adds Marin City into the mix. The relative percentages for population were roughly the same as the unit percentages. So an educated rough guess is that just over 50% of the population of Sausalito are renters. How good are the numbers collected by the census? We here in Sausalito take pride in keeping things to ourselves, like unregistered rental units and liveaboards in the marinas. So I can't help but believe that the rental number is understated. This also raises the question on how to classify someone who owns his or her boat, but rents a slip. Owner or renter? So the percentages I quote should best be considered ballpark and not absolute. I came across some other interesting statistics in the course of my research. The population of Sausalito in 2000 was 7,330 souls. But by 2010, it declined to 7,061. That's a 0.4% decline annually over the past 10 years. That stands in pretty stark contrast to the population growth figures, which serve as the basis for the government planning models. Why, oh why, are we being forced to plan all these housing element units and jumping through hoops for multifamily development when history shows our population is declining? One other interesting statistic is that we are getting older as a population. In 2000, the median age in Sausalito was 45, but by 2010, it had risen to 51. Does that mean that 60% of the 45-year-olds made it to 51? Did the young people move out? I propose the city council, or what I call the Gang of Four, pass a law that no one over 55 can move into Sausalito, so we can bring the median age down. You can see why I was not a statistician nor a politician. Finally, a statistic I have highlighted in the past is that our population is heavily white, like 91%. The only other ethnicity of any significance is Asian at 5%. I have been challenged on this white majority figure in the past, but the challengers have been using numbers based on the zip code, which includes Marin City. If you look at things that way, the white percentage drops to 78%, the Asian percentage increases to 9%, and the black or African American population increases from less than 1% to over 10%. But we're talking about Sausalito, and the white majority is undeniable. And it raises the question of whether the high white percentage is just a reflection of a small statistical sample or some form of bias. So were you surprised to learn over half of the units in Sausalito are rentals, that our median age is over 50, and that we are predominantly white? So what should you do? You may want to join me in my newest challenge, proposing the Gang of Four, excuse me, the City Council, pass a law requiring all new residents buy a home, be under 45 years of age, and be a person of color. If we pass such a law, we would undoubtedly make headlines and probably make the Supreme Court docket, but our stats would definitely change. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.